Coming to you live from the Vegas Video Network studios, just steps from the Las Vegas Strip, it's golf and other four-letter words. And now your host, you've heard him on ESPN, Fox Sports, and Sirius XM Radio, Mr. Dennis Silvers.
Well, the music. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. As previously mentioned, I'm your host, Dennis Silvers. Very, very happy to have you joining us in-house tonight. The four-letter word for this evening's show is park. That's right. Park, okay? Why is it park? Well, I'll tell you, we've got three reasons why it is park. Somebody once said a long time ago, and I can't remember who the hell it was, but playing golf is like walking in the park. That's different from a good walk spoiled, you know, with but playing golf is like a walk in the park. Secondly, our guest tonight is from the park. Okay, a little more on that just a little bit later. And thirdly, we want you to park your butt and watch the show, as it's going to be another great show, because Greg and I, you know what, we're going to hit it out of the park tonight. All right, how's that? That worked in pretty good, didn't it?
Love it.
That worked in pretty good. As alluded to, our guest tonight is a very good friend of mine, Mr. Greg Brockelman, who is the director of golf at the famed Angel Park Golf Club right here in Las Vegas. We'll get to Greg in just a second. Got a couple of ways for you to get a hold of Greg or myself. Got an email, real simple. You could go to golf@vegasvideonetwork.com, golf@vegasvideonetwork.com. The other is you could just go to the website, vegasvideo.com, hit that live chat button, send me or Greg questions for a little bit later in the show. You could send us comments, suggestions, other four-letter words, whatever you think is good. And by the way, while you're on the site, give you a chance to check out all of the other great shows seen exclusively right here at Vegas Video Network. Okay? Taking care of that. All right, as previously mentioned, I want to bring in my very, very good friend. He's a good buddy of mine, director of golf, as I mentioned, at Angel Park Golf Club, right here in Las Vegas, one of the busiest facilities here in town, Mr. Greg Brockelman. Greg, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me down.
My pleasure. My pleasure to have you down. We met, gosh, what, 10, 12 years ago when you were an assistant over at TPC Summerlin, at least.
Yeah, mid-90s.
Mid-90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, before you came over to Angel Park, you were the head golf professional at a great facility right here in Las Vegas, as you know, Las Vegas Paiute Golf Resort.
Correct.
Yeah, great facility there.
Beautiful facility.
Three good golf courses.
Three Pete Dye designs.
What was your favorite there, by the way?
Actually, the Sun.
The Sun?
Which I think people that have played it more and more, the Wolf certainly has its length, and it's a very difficult golf course.
Wonderful golf course.
Yeah, it stretches out to 7,600-plus yards, the longest in Nevada, yada, yada. But I enjoy playing the Sun. It's a good test.
Too.
Doesn't beat you up, and you certainly have to hit the ball, but you have some opportunities to score.
So. I will be playing there Saturday.
Enjoy. It's always a great round on the Sun Mountain course.
I will let you know what you do. Also, you're a graduate of the PGM program, Professional Golf Management. We have one here in Las Vegas at UNLV. But you went to New Mexico to do yours, and I didn't know.
We got to back up right there. Okay. New Mexico State.
New Mexico State.
Yes.
I beg your pardon. That is crucial.
Go Aggies.
New Mexico State. And you have a degree in marketing, which I think is very cool. So your wife must love schlepping you to Albertsons or Smith whenever, because you marketing, right? You go marketing with her?
A little bit.
What is that all about, marketing?
Well, yeah, the PGM programs, they're in various colleges within these universities across the country. Some, put them in their business college. New Mexico State happens to do that. It's in their business college, and graduates attain a business administration degree with a focus on marketing, a minor in golf management, and that's the route I chose.
Well, you've done very, very well with it. We're going to have a lot more, of course, with Greg in a little bit. But right now, I'm excited. You excited?
You bet.
I'm excited. I want to announce it was a big deal today. We had a press release go out all over the planet. We have got a new strategic partner here at Vegas Video Network, and that is Golfer's Guide. Okay, can you get a shot of this? Golfer's Guide, if you don't know, is probably the country's most read golf publication. It's broken down all through the country in different regions, so no matter where you live, you could get a hold of a copy that's applicable to your region, mm-hmm. show you the golf courses, the dining, got a lot of neat features on it. And something very, very cool that they're doing, and I want to put that up on the screen right now. Take a look at their webpage, which is very, very neat. And as you can see in the lower right, you could see our guest from last week, Matt Grobe. They are going to start streaming, okay, our shows on their homepage every week. So, Greg, you're going to be actually the first one that's going to be on Golfer's Guide Las Vegas. Okay, and it's showing right now, as you can see. Okay.
What an honor.
It's going to be very, very nice. So, also, one other great thing, vis-a-vis golf and other four-letter words and Golfer's Guide Las Vegas, throughout the year, we're going to have very, very cool deals for you people that are watching. So stay tuned, as they say. We're going to be working with Golfer's Guide. We're going to come up with some specials, whether it be on golf rounds or whatever, but it's only going to be for the people that are tuned in to Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. So we are very, very excited to have Golfer's Guide as the new strategic partner to Vegas Video Network. So
it's great publication.
We're excited about that. All right. Now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, and they're real big in a lot of resort destinations.
They're real big,
Myrtle
yeah.
Beaches, the Hilton Heads, the Arizonas.
It's done very, very yeah. well. All right. Right now, it's time for our first segment of the show, and that's a little beauty that we call Tournament Scorecard. All right. Last week, great tournament. They call it TPC, the Tournament Players Championship, played a course at famed TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Vedra, Florida, by the way. KJ Choi wins the Players Championship at TPC Sawgrass in a playoff over a shock out of nowhere, David Toms, to win his eighth PGA Tour victory, which also goes along with eight international tour victories that KJ Choi has. First of all, any surprise there?
I think it's certainly a surprise, but you know, just he's a fine gentleman. He does a lot. I was reading that he donated $200,000 of his winnings to charities immediately. Yeah. So I think that's fantastic. Obviously, his record speaks for itself.
He's a great player.
An accomplished player and just a real class act on the PGA Tour.
And everybody likes the demeanor on this guy. Never seems to get rattled, never seems to get hung under the collar, never seems to really get bugged, just goes along, does his business, hits a bad shot, gets it over with and goes on. He's just like a walking ATM machine. So a great, great win for KJ Choi. And also, you can't feel too bad for David Toms. Walked away with a little over $1 million. Okay, KJ won, what, 1.71 or something like that. Also, speaking about money, moved him up on the money list, Greg. KJ was having a fine year anyway. Went from 31st to 3rd on the money list with $2.9 million.
That'll work.
So that'll work, absolutely. FedEx Cup points, very important. Also went from 31st to 6th in the FedEx Cup point rankings with 1,161 points. World ranking points, you know, are super important as well. Went from 34th to 15th in world ranking, so that's always
important
good.
For
anyway,
the President's Cup this
year.
Yeah,
exactly right. Once again on the President's Cup, real, real bad. How about this? Top 10 finishes, Greg, was doing great. Went from 7th to 5th, okay? In 11 events, KJ has had 5 top 10s. How strong is that?
Yeah. I wouldn't have known that if you didn't just say that. But
that's why I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That's why you're here. That's why I'm sitting here, and you're the guest. But also very good. One thing that's also bugging the hell out of me, everybody calls this the fifth major. Mm-hmm. I hate that. It's not a fifth major. If you want to make it a major, like I said last week, go to the RNA, go to the PGA Tour. Hey, we want to make it it's not a fifth major. I know it's a prestigious event. There's a lot of money. You know, it's played at a great golf course. Does that bother you being in the fifth major?
I don't say it bothers me. It's certainly open for discussion. I don't know who is the governing body that decides what's a major and what's not. You know, these events are all owned by different entities. The PGA Tour obviously owns the Players Championship and the PGA of America, the USGA, the RNA, you know, they all have their events. It, in a player's mind, it certainly
is
approaching a fifth major.
It's very prestigious. Would you ever see this tournament, Players' Championship, moving from TPC Sawgrass? Been there since, what, 77? It's enough already! Another golf course, maybe?
You know, at the PGA Tour's headquarters right there, I couldn't see it, but, you know, you never say never.
I don't know. Bring it to Vegas. Bring it to Angel Park. They got two courses. They could. You can handle
it. And an island green.
And an island green. That's true. On the cloud nine. On the cloud nine. All right. I'll tell you what. Greg and I are going to step away, take a very short break here on Golf and Other Four-Letter Words for a quick station ID. We come back. We got a lot more show for you. So stay where you are. We're right back with you right after this.
Is that? Oh, there we go. Hi, I'm Brian Malika, and you are watching the Vegas Video Network. How do you feel about that? I felt like it was a lot in the eyebrows right there.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Fun part of the show right now. Our second segment called Birdies and Bogeys. You know how it goes. I'm going to talk about some events going on the PGA Tour, other tours, little gossip, little media stuff. We're going to see what Greg thinks about it, whether it's a birdie or bogey or what. First one, talked a little about this, Greg, last week. The European logo, the official European logo, a lot of the more well-known members of the European Tour, people like Colin Montgomery, Faldo, Jose Maria Olazabal, they are heavily lobbying the European Tour to remove the iconic image. And I say iconic, what, Harry Vardon won six Opens, a grip named after him. The guy, yeah, he's just not a schlep. He's an icon. They want to get rid of him, and they're pressuring these guys to put Seve Ballesteros silhouette on their logo. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I was birdie curious to see that. Birdie or bogey? I would say bogey, but I certainly think Seve Ballesteros has earned a place in all of golf, not just the European Tour. And what that is, I don't know. I'm not sure I'll be messing with a logo. He may be deserving of something above and beyond that, even for what he's. But Harry Vardon certainly earned his place, and that
absolutely.
Logo is what it is. I'm not sure if I think there's other ways they can do that and to honor Mr. Ballesteros.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's a bogey. Leave well enough alone. Like I say, erect a statue, maybe put out another symbolic, you know, ceremonial coin or whatever. Obviously a tragic death, but I'm with you. All right, long hitting. Lefty Bubba Watson, gotta love that name, Bubba Watson, says he's not quite ready to become the face of American golf. Doesn't see himself following in the footsteps of Jack Nicklaus or Tiger Woods. The reason why he's having a phenomenal, you know, this he's defending at Colonial, his first tournament win. He's had two others since then. Obviously, he's become a world figure in the game of golf. Bubba Watson, the face of American golf right now, I don't think so.
I don't consider him that.
No.
No, but certainly he's had a tremendous run the last couple of years.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But to get that kind of an accolade, no.
I'd say bogey. I don't think he wants it, obviously.
He doesn't want it. He said, you know, a great year like we're saying and, you know, keep it going. His game's obviously going in the right direction. But there's a lot of good players out there that are almost kind of doing the same thing. So
More than ever.
Way too early to talk about it. All right, this is a good one. France, as you probably know, got awarded and is going to host the 2018 Ryder Cup, beating out sentimental favorite Spain, of course, after the death of Seve Ballesteros. Number of factors for this decision. Number one, a golf course was already in place. They didn't have to go through the expense, if you will, in today's economy of making sure a golf course gets done. They already have a good golf course in place near Paris. Okay, it's a stadium course with loads of parking, and of course that's super important. And And when you think about it, Greg, what would be better? French food or wine or burritos and sangria from Spain? What do you say? Have you ever drunk wine from Spain?
I have.
Oh. It's like cat. I don't want to say the word.
I think they've got their regions.
They got their where?
I'm not versed enough to mention it right now, but I think they have their regions that are producing some good wine. But I agree with you. France, and yeah, you follow the money with like everything in sports these days. And I think France, for a corporate entertaining situation, just makes a lot more sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a bogey.
Tiger
Woods, you know Tiger Woods, says again, he'll be ready to play in the U.S. Open at Congressional, which starts June the 16th, which happens to be just a day before my birthday, okay? As he did no more damage to his left leg at the Players, pulling out after 9 holes. What do you think?
I'd say birdie. I'm sure he will be ready. And I think he's got a lot of incentive there. Congressional was very kind to him in hosting the his event there the past couple of years. I think he obviously knows the golf course real well.
Oh, yeah.
I would never count Tiger out of anything.
You can't count Tiger. But I think it's a load of crap, number one. Everything he puts on his Twitter, on his Facebook, you know, on his website, the whole deal. Yeah, I'm rehabbing. I'll be ready. I'm ready to go. My teacher says, you know, it's all good, this and that. Just never turns out that way. He has a serious injury, folks. 4 operations, okay, on his knee and on his Achilles. Plus, Congressional is the longest length U.S. Open course in history. It almost plays 7,600 yards.
Yeah.
Talk about a walk in the park. It's like a vacation.
You think it's not flat. Yeah, it's
you
up
think
and
physically
down.
He's going to be up there. I got to bet you, I think it's 50-50. He doesn't make it to the U.S. Open.
What is he, 35, 36
35?
Years old?
He's
35
old
years
35.
Old.
He's an old 35.
Because?
A lot of injuries.
A lot of injuries, yeah. He's in good shape, obviously.
He's
in good shape.
But
there's
we'll
not a lot
see.
Of fat on that.
I'm just, you know, tell it like it is. I'm rehabbing. You know, I'm iffy, whatever.
So you think this is like the NFL when they have their injury reports and there's these undisclosed injuries and they cover it up and, you know, Tom Brady is just fine.
I love it. All right, last one. This is a good one. I love this. Rachel Yucatel, okay, who was one of Tiger's ex-mistresses, has gotten her own, if you can believe this, has gotten her own reality show. She's going to play a nightclub manager. Of course, she was a nightclub manager here in Vegas when Tiger met her. But, you know, in real life, she is a real-life private investigator. Got her own reality show. I don't know. Maybe they should call the show Private Parts or Tiger Tales. I don't know. What? Her own reality. Come on. What do you think? Birdie or bogey?
Bogey. Double bogey. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Maybe an X.
Just, yeah. Put it in your pocket, Rachel. Yeah. I'm sure she'll take the money and run. I can't see a real long run for this. All right. Birdies and bogey. Good job, Greg. Birdies and bogeys, everybody. Next segment where we're going to take your questions, VegasVideoNetwork.com, that live chat. Greg and I are waiting for you. A little segment here to help you, to help me with our game get better called Handicap Helper. Okay, Greg, going to put you on the spot. Going to get your expertise. Going to kick it right off with Jack from Arizona asks, good question. Do you swing at a hybrid the same way you would as a fairway would? Good question.
Oh, it's a great question.
What do you think?
Very good question, Jack. And I actually hear that, you know, obviously more and more as more people are carrying these hybrids these days. I think a lot of people will try and hit it as an iron, and I think that is a mistake. And I say hit it like an iron, play it like an iron. They'll have a little forward press with their hands. They'll hit down on it. I think they're going to have a lot more success. Use the club the way it's been designed and play it like a fairway would.
Absolutely.
A sweeping swing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sweep it. We've got a live chat question, Scott.
We do, sir. We do. We actually have a couple.
Okay.
First from Nate. He wants to know, or he said, hey, we got some heat for playing too slow last weekend. Is there a time limit for playing a round of golf? Wally wants to know that as well.
And they both want to know it.
Yeah. And then we've got another question after that.
That's a good question. What do you do at Angel Park?
Yeah, we do various things.
You've got real tough
course, some marshals out there, they will kick your ass if you're playing too slow. But what do you do?
Take them behind the woodshed.
And that's very common. When you have a busy facility rig like you have, slow play happens. Okay, it happens everywhere. How do you handle it?
Obviously, very democratically. It's these are customers who are out enjoying their day off or their vacation, and we want them to have a great experience at Angel Park or at any golf course, obviously. So you have to be very diplomatic about what you do, but you can do things to help them, and we can help marshal for them. We can help actually caddy, so to speak, tending flags, moving their golf cars forward for them. At some point, sometimes you just have to move them ahead a hole. You maybe have to move them behind or allow some other players to play through them. Every situation is different. There's no black and white blueprint on how to handle it, but it's certainly it's a concern for every operator in this world.
You've got to be conscious of it. And, Nate, I think that I was probably behind you. Because I got to tell you, Greg, we played so damn slow, my shirt went out of style by the end of the round. Yeah.
Is there a time limit, though? I mean, is there a rule of thumb time for a round of golf?
And, Greg, you correct me. My experience has been most golf courses would love to see no more max than a 4.5 hour pace. What do you say?
Sure. And most private clubs have probably narrowed it back to bring it back to 4 hours.
Bring it back to 4 hours.
And and certainly over in Europe, it may be even 3.5.
It is 3.5.
Yeah.
So they're
in competition. Sometimes the rules committee will elect to have and they can put that in the rules that there is a time limit. And obviously in the tours we see it, they'll warn people, they'll put people on the clock, and then they will be penalized.
You get penalized. Exactly. All right, I think we have another one, Scott.
We do, but follow up. Wally wants to follow up on that question. Can you let people play through?
Always.
Always.
That's usually the best scenario, is to immediately let a speedier or faster group behind you through.
Play through. Okay. Yeah, because very often you get a group of better players behind you, and they just, as the old saying, fairways and greens, and they just hit it and go. So, be the courteous thing, step aside, let them go through. It's not gonna slow you up anymore.
And that 4.5 hours is for 18 holes, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Tommy wants to know that he said he's thinking of starting to play golf. Can he use his friend's clubs? He is left-handed, his friend is right-handed.
Tommy's going to hurt himself.
And I hope you get a lot of talent, Tommy. Go ahead. Take that, Greg.
I'm actually left-handed. I was turned around at a very young age and play right-handed now, and I'm thankful that they did that for me. Phil Mickelson obviously is left-handed and learned to play right-handed.
Exactly.
You can adapt.
Yeah.
But I would probably you give yourself a better shot, especially if you're an adult, Tommy, is to use the correct golf clubs. And make sure you like the game, and before you go out and make the initial investment. But there's certainly used equipment out there, and all golf courses have loaner clubs that they can give you to get started the right way.
Right.
I think you'll have some
to get started
more
the right.
success.
So you can
scores.
Rent clubs from the golf course?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Davis from Florida asks, should I practice more lag putting or 10 footers? I think it's an excellent question.
Well, and this week on the tour, we saw what a lag putt did to our runner-up. It depends. Obviously, they're both very important to the game. Better players are probably going to hit it in there closer. They're probably going to want to make those 10-footers more often. Higher handicaps, they're probably going to have more putts that they're going to need to lag more often, and they better be astute at doing that, or they're going to have a lot of three putts.
Yeah, so exactly.
I don't know if there's any one correct answer to that, but a lag putt in the playoff,
very important.
Have got him a two-putt, and it would have went to 18.
I think depends. If you're a better player, obviously, you assume you're going to get a little closer to the stick. So the 10, 15, 20-footers are going to come into play more as opposed to a higher handicapper that just wants to put it anywhere on the green.
Yes.
And so the lag putting would be, I think, be more applicable. All right, real quickly, Sheila from Washington wants to ask, if you can put 2 9-hole scores together to post a complete round. Great question, Sheila. I wonder how many people out there know the answer to that.
I'm going to
go with certainly Greg does.
Well, let's hope so. And I'm going to go with yes. And in fact, I think the USGA would even encourage that as they make efforts to get amateur golfers to post all their scores and not be selective. And I would think they would definitely like to see you combine two scores, assuming it's the same golf course, not taking nine from...
It got to be the same golf course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's a good point that you bring up, because I know people, you know people, that keep a handicap that will toss the good scores, only want to put in the higher scores to kind of float their handicap a little bit,
sure.
You know what I'm saying? And other people that will only put in the good scores because they're egomaniacs, mm-hmm. and they want to get as low. There's nothing wrong with wanting to get as low as you can, but if you have a bad score, and everybody does, put it in.
Yep.
It all balances out.
Or vice versa. They've got to get their index down for a USGA event. And,
right.
You know, they know that 80 is going to take them out. But, I mean, it is what it is.
That's exactly right. Real quickly, because we're getting a little short of time, I want you to explain something unique that you do at Angel Park. We talked about slow play. You came up with a thing called the Express
Lane.
Real quickly, what is that?
Well, and I certainly didn't come up with it, but at Angel Park we did come up with something we've called the Express Lane. It certainly has become quite popular at Angel Park, and going back to some of these questions on pace of play and playing fast and when do I let groups through, on Saturday mornings we currently allocate our first hour or so of reservations to golfers who will commit to playing in 3 hours and 45 minutes or less. And it really polices itself. People that like to play fast and that have other things to do on a day, they gravitate to those tee times, and and we have them sign a waiver on the first tee, and I think that's kind of the glue that holds the whole thing together.
Oh, absolutely.
They know we're going to be serious about
it,
and they sign that waiver and they go.
I think it's a great concept. They're the only ones in Las Vegas that I know of that have it. But be forewarned, my friend, when you sign the waiver, you do not keep your promise and play in 3 hours and 45 minutes. Those big marshals that we talked about earlier,
you get to meet them.
They beat the crap out of you, okay, in the parking lot. So if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. It's a great idea. Got some golf this week, PGA Tour Crown Plaza Invitational at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas. LPGA has the Sybase Match Play Championship, a big event for them. A great, great golf course here, Hamilton Farm Golf Course in Gladstone, New Jersey. Hamilton Farm, by the way, is the only golf course facility in the country that has an actual rated three-par golf course. Did you know
I
that?
Did not
rated
know
by
that.
The USGA? The only one. It's fantastic.
They're right down the road from the USGA there.
Yeah, yeah. Champions Tour, no action this week. Nationwide Tour, one of these tournaments I hate. The BMW Charity Pro-Am, where, you know, where all the celebrities, you know, that think they could play golf. You know, we're playing with the Nationwide Tour guys. And that's taken over
three courses. So you weren't invited, that's why
I wasn't invited.
Yeah.
No media guys
yeah.
in South Carolina. But anyway, so that's going to do it. Great, great job, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
If somebody wants to get a hold of you, make a tee time at Angel Park, God forbid, or wants to talk to you about groups, how do they do it? A couple of ways. Website, phone
you
number?
You bet. Angel Park Golf Club, www.angelparkgolfclub.com. I can be reached at gbrockelman@angelpark.com. I won't even waste your time trying to spell that, but all of our email addresses are right there on the website. So please visit www.angelpark.com.
Three courses in town that they manage, Angel Park Legacy and Aliante in North Las Vegas. All good courses. All right, next week, kind of a special guest. I'm not going to throw out any names right now because I'm juggling one or two people. But again, want to hear from you, golf@vegasvideonetwork.com. And don't forget, go there, send us in your comments, suggestions, four-letter words, whatever you want to say on that live chat button during the show, because we would love to hear from you. All right, thanks for hanging with us for the last 30 minutes. Love doing the show for you. Hope you enjoy it. We're going to be right back here, same place, same time next week with another great show. Until then, fairways and greens, everybody. And have a great week. Get out and play some golf. We'll see you all back again. So long.